Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay and the Witch Sundays. Today's top around 31 degrees for the coastline. Miss anything on the show today, as always, catch up at triplem.com.au and download the listener app.
Now, someone who's getting her morning coffee right now, that would be Tara Miko from the Daily Mercury. Good morning.
Good morning. Double top coffee for a Monday. Yay.
Yeah, you'll need it. It's Monday. It's coming to a very busy week. I think this time of the year is going to be extremely busy, but no busier than it has been for our healthcare professionals trying to get all of the vaccinations done around Mackay, around the Witch Sundays as well, because we're in that vaxathon at the moment, aren't we?
Vaxathon is a very good word, and it's exactly right. I mean, it's a call to ask for people to get the vaccination, to protect themselves, protect the community, because we want Queensland to open. That day is looming where we can actually get interstate travellers back into Queensland, and we can go into state to see family that we haven't seen for a long, long time. So there's been a big blitz on, and trying to get that message out there just to get vaccinated, protect yourself.
There's a lot of people actually saying, oh, I'm holding off because I'm not quite sure what's inside the vaccine. I don't get that, because there's a lot of other things that you don't know what's in it as well.
Somebody said the other day, the 11 secret herbs and spices from KFC, you don't know what they are, but yet you're eating that.
Yeah, it tastes fantastic.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of those sort of arguments, and if you have a look at the efficiency rate, the efficacy rate, I should say, it's actually helping, and you can see it working in other countries. And so, you know, it's really Queensland's turn to step up.
You know, I was just saying to Dave this morning, we've got friends in Albury, Wodonga, and so they're where they're from. It's pretty rural. It's a border town, but their services are pushed to the max at the moment because they've had since they've opened up the borders around Victoria, and that's not even the worst of it yet. They've had 300 cases plus two deaths, and their services are a little bit stretched. So we certainly don't want to see that here in Mackay all the way to Sunday. So it's pretty important.
Exactly right. But I mean, we've had the warnings as well. You know, we're being told that our hospitals are going to face, you know, critical pressures when Delta arrives. It's not a case of if, but everyone's saying it's when. So this is the chance to actually stop it at the pass. It's to get in front of it and really protect yourself.
And I think a lot of people are realising, okay, we've got to do this because we haven't had COVID around here.
Well, that's why we're so complacent.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're the kind of region, we leave buying tickets to the cinemas, buying tickets to a movie, to a show, the last minute. We're like that's true. Everything we do, including vaccinations, clearly, until it's last minute.
So, yeah.
Exactly. But, I mean, this is we spoke to a few Whit Sunday tourism operators last week, you know, with the roadmap and the date set for when Queensland will reopen. And kind of, I think people having that that idea of when the borders will reopen is giving them a little bit more surety that the things are going to get better. And the tourism operators are rejoicing in the fact that there is a date now and they can take bookings and there's that certainty from other states. So it's just time for us to just get the figures right up as much as we can.
Beautiful. Good on you, Tara.
Read about that now, dailymercury.com.au with Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.